came ready.
Se mira como que vinimos listos.
This thing is about to explode.
Y esto está como que explota ya.
It's about to blow up.
Va a empezar a estallar.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much, Brother Johnson, for those words. I do appreciate him very much as well.
Aprecio, hermano Johnson, sus palabras.
His friendship throughout the years.
Su amistad a través de estos años.
Thank you for inviting me to come and be a part of such a great meeting.
Gracias por invitarme y ser parte de este gran.
Actually, it's a historical meeting because.
Realmente es algo histórico esta.
Because it's the first. A district men's conference.
Porque es la primera
ever.
Conferencia distrital de caballeros.
And it's been awesome so far.
Se siente algo hermoso ya.
I do agree with the words that last night it was absolutely out of this world.
Amén. Y estoy de acuerdo con lo que pasó anoche. Fue algo fuera de este mundo.
Thank you, Brother Williams.
Gracias,
we do appreciate
Williams.
His ministry very much.
Apreciamos su ministerio mucho.
I give honor to our district superintendent, Brother Mullins.
Quiero dar honor a nuestro superintendente.
We love him. We love him very much.
Lo amamos mucho, mucho.
We respect him highly.
Lo respetamos altamente.
Amen. And all these brethren, Brother Shoemake, and Brother Haney, it's good to see you this morning. Give honor to you.
Le doy honor a estos varones de Dios.
Brother Hertz, part of the district, Brother Balboa, all these men of God, it's good to be with them, Brother Black.
Bueno estar con
and don't worry about the shirt. That's an inside thing. And well, it's good to be with him as well.
Es bueno estar con todos.
It's good to have these men of God right here, my bueno, spiritual son. Great men of God. He's going to help me out this morning.
Me va a ayudar esta mañana.
He pastors a great church in Oakland.
Pastorea una tremenda.
We're really proud of him.
Gracias.
Amen. Let's go to the Word of God for just a moment.
Si vamos a la palabra de Dios por un momento.
I'm going to read a very well-known scripture.
Y voy a leer una escritura muy conocida.
I'm sure many of you have preached on it many times.
Creo que algunos ya tal vez han predicado sobre esto.
But I'm going to use it one more time.
Pero la voy a usar una vez más.
Just kind of give a little thought.
Para dar un pensamiento más.
I'm just kind of going to prepare the table for the men of God coming after me.
Que voy a hacer es preparar la mesa para los grandes hombres que vienen detrás.
Amen, amen. Book of Joel.
Vamos al libro de Joel.
Book of Joel, and just going to read one verse from there.
Vamos a leer un verso del libro de Joel.
We're going to read verse number 9.
Capítulo 3.
Verse 9.
Y en el verso 9.
He reads as follows: Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Mm-hmm. Let all men of war draw near. Let them come up.
Proclamad esto entre las naciones, proclamad guerra, despertad a los valientes, acérquense, vengan todos los hombres de guerra.
Amen. So I'm going to just use this text this morning.
So voy a usar este texto esta mañana.
And I'm just going to give something that the Lord has placed in my heart.
Y voy a dar algo que el Señor ha puesto en mi corazón.
I believe it's not a great revelation, but I'd like to challenge the men today.
No es una gran revelación, pero quiero dar un reto a los hombres de Dios en esta mañana.
And just preach to you on wake up to mighty men.
Y quiero predicarles despertar a los valientes.
I believe there's a great host of mighty men in this place.
Yo siento que hay un ejército de hombres valientes aquí.
Oh yeah, there's a great host of. It's an army of apostolic men in this.
Hay una armada de hombres apostólicos valientes.
I believe it's time to wake up.
Están empezando a despertar los valientes.
It's time to be what we're supposed to be.
Es tiempo de llegar a ser lo que debemos ser.
Do you believe that?
¿Alguien cree en eso?
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let's pray together before we are seated. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've already done in this place. We give you glory and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Use us, oh God. Put thoughts in our mind. Put words in our mouth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. And God's people said, Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. It's 10:34, so I'll be out of Brother Black's way, hopefully in about 40 minutes, 45 minutes max. And with the translation, it takes a little longer sometimes. But I'd like to begin just giving you some statistics.
Pero quiero comenzar dando unas estadísticas que leí hace un tiempo atrás.
And they're very, very interesting.
Y son muy interesantes.
These statistics say that only 35% of the men actually goes to church.
Dice la estadística que solo el 35% de los hombres van
here in America, here in America.
Aquí en Norteamérica.
Only one out of five women that attends church.
Uno de cada cinco mujeres atiende a la iglesia.
Attends church with her husband at her side.
Y la mujer atiende a la iglesia con su esposa al lado.
Think about that. According to these statistics,
de acuerdo a estas estadísticas,
only one woman of every five in the church has her husband sitting right next to her on a service.
Solo de cinco mujeres, solo una lleva a su esposo a la iglesia.
Why?
¿Por qué?
It seems to be a disconnect.
Porque parece que hay una desconexión.
Between men and spiritual things.
Entre el hombre y las cosas espirituales.
Especially in the hour that we are living in.
Especialmente en la hora que estamos viviendo.
Men outnumber women in Hinduism.
Los hombres son mucho más que las mujeres en el hinduismo.
Men outnumber women in Buddhism.
Los hombres son más en el budismo.
Men outnumber women in the Islamic faith.
También son más los hombres en la religión islámica.
But in Christianity, these statistics say.
Pero en la cristiandad esta estadística dice
women outnumber men 5 to 1.
Dice que las mujeres son 5 veces más que los hombres.
What's going on?
¿Qué está pasando?
Why is this?
¿Por qué es esto?
There is an absence of manly men in the church.
Hay una ausencia de verdaderos hombres
in the apostolic church.
En la iglesia apostólica también.
And those who are in church make us wonder sometimes.
Y los que están en la iglesia a veces nos preocupan.
There's almost a perception in the American culture.
Hay como una percepción en la cultura americana.
That the church is not for real guys.
Que como que la iglesia no es para los hombres verdaderos.
That it doesn't have anything to offer to real guys.
Que no tiene nada que ofrecerle a los verdaderos hombres.
Let me say to you, real guy.
Pero déjeme decirle a usted, verdadero hombre.
There is a place in the church of the living God for you.
Hay un lugar en la iglesia del Señor para usted.
Do you believe that? Clap your hands and say, I believe it.
Dale un aplauso y diga, yo lo creo.
I want to connect with the potential that God has placed in my life.
Yo quiero conectarme con el potencial que Dios ha puesto en mi vida.
Hallelujah. So I'd like to just send a challenge to the men today.
Solo que quiero hacer es mandar un reto a los hombres de Dios esta mañana.
Hallelujah. Most of the men in the Bible,
muchos de los hombres en la Biblia,
would not fit in into our society today or to the church today.
Tal vez no caerían bien en nuestra sociedad o en nuestra iglesia hoy.
I thought about Moses.
Estaba pensando de Moisés.
If we would ask him this morning,
y si le preguntáramos esta mañana,
Moses, what did you do before you became a pastor?
Moisés, ¿qué hiciste antes de ser pastor?
Because he did pastor the Israelites.
Porque él pastoreó a los israelitas.
His resume would say something like this.
Su resumen diría algo así.
I killed a man and I buried him in the sand because he took me off.
Maté a un hombre y lo sepulté bajo la arena porque me hizo enojar.
Now, I'm not advocating violence. I'm telling you, these were not little weak men.
No estoy animando a que sean violentos, pero lo que estoy diciendo es que no eran hombres debiluchos.
David said, I kill a bear and a lion and I kill you, Goliath.
David dijo, maté al león y al oso y te voy a matar, Goliath.
Hallelujah. These were real men.
Estos eran hombres verdaderos.
Peter, when the Roman soldiers came to arrest the Lord Jesus,
Pedro, cuando los soldados romanos vinieron a arrestar a Jesús,
he cut a man's ears off.
Él le cortó la oreja a ese hombre.
And when Jesus asked him,
y Jesús le preguntó,
why did you do that, Peter?
¿Por qué hiciste eso, Pedro?
I can almost hear him say,
yo le puedo oír decir desde aquí,
because you are my bow and this is how I roll.
Porque ese tú eres mi hombre y yo te voy a
defender. And a man, don't mess with my friend.
Yo soy un hombre y no se ponga.
I'm talking about mighty men of
God.
Dios.
Hallelujah. A strong men.
Hombres fuertes.
Men of faith.
Hombres de fe.
Men of vision.
Hombres de visión.
Men of character.
Hombres de carácter.
Men with principles in their life.
Hombres con principios en
godly
vida.
Men.
Hombres de Dios.
Men that fear the Lord.
Hombres que temen al Señor.
Men with pure heart.
Con todo su corazón.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord and give Him praise. Not a weak man,
no unos debiluchos ahí,
but a real man.
Verdaderos varones.
David had mighty men, the scripture says.
David tenía los valientes de David, dice.
One of those slew 1,000 men on his own.
Uno de ellos mató a 1,000 hombres él solito.
These were mighty men.
Son hombres valientes.
These were powerful men.
Eran hombres poderosos.
Elijah the prophet.
Elías el profeta.
He says, "You take me off, I'll call fire and burn you."
Y dice, si me molestas, voy a hacer que caiga fuego del cielo.
I'm talking about real men.
Estoy hablando de verdaderos.
There's any real man up there?
¿Habrá algún hombre verdadero aquí en este lugar?
There is room in the apostolic church for real guys.
Aleluya. Hay lugar en la iglesia apostólica para verdaderos hombres.
Men that goes to his pastor and say, "Pastor, tell me what I need to do."
Hombres que van a su pastor y le dice, "Pastor, dígame qué debo hacer."
Challenge me.
Amen. Rétame.
Push me to be what I need to be.
Empújame a hacer lo que necesito.
For the glory of God.
Gloria, por la gloria de Dios.
Not somebody that just sits there with the arm crossed.
No son hombres que se ponen ahí con las manos cruzadas.
Just waiting that somebody else do something.
Esperando que otros hagan las cosas.
But you take the initiative.
Pero usted debe tomar la iniciativa.
And say, "Pastor, challenge me."
Y decir, "Pastor,
I want to do something for the glory of the name of Jesus."
Yo quiero hacer algo para la gloria
de Dios. I'm talking about mighty men.
Estoy hablando de hombres valientes.
I'm talking about mighty men. Powerful men of God.
Poderosos hombres de Dios.
And yet in the church today,
si usted va a la iglesia hoy,
there is a perception that we almost emasculated our men.
Parece que hubiéramos sacado a los hombres.
To where we almost kind of like, Jesus really don't want you to be a man.
Haciendo creer como que Jesús no los quisiera allí.
Oh yeah, the Lord wants you to become just a gentleman.
El Señor quiere que tú seas un caballero.
You know, and that's okay, that's fine, we need to be that.
Está bien, debemos ser eso también.
But I don't see that.
Pero yo no miro eso nomás.
The church of the first century,
la iglesia del primer siglo,
was a magnet to men.
Era un magneto para los
hombres. Think about that.
Piénsalo.
The ministry of the Lord was a magnet to men.
El ministerio del Señor fue un magneto para los hombres.
They were attracted to him.
Eran atraídos hacia él.
All kinds of men.
Toda clase de hombres.
As a matter of fact, when they counted the church in the New Testament.
Y cuando ellos formaron la iglesia del Nuevo Testamento.
And this is not to demise or to put down women in any form.
Y esto no es para poner abajo a la mujer de.
But they not even counted women.
Ni siquiera contaban a las mujeres.
Remember when Jesus performed the miracle and he fed the 5,000.
¿Se acuerda cuando el Señor alimentó a los 5,000?
He says 5,000 men,
dijo,
and women and children beside it.
Dijo 5,000 hombres además de las mujeres y los niños.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
it seems that the Lord measured the success of his ministry.
So él medía el suceso de
on how
ministerio.
Many men follow him.
¿En cuántos hombres lo seguían a él?
So in their mindset,
so en su mente,
of the first century church,
la iglesia del siglo primero,
it was absolutely evident,
era evidente,
that men were attracted to what was going on in the church,
que los hombres eran atraídos con lo
in
que
the apostolic church,
en la iglesia apostólica,
in the Pentecostal Jesus name church,
apostólica pentecostal del nombre de Jesús.
Jesus said, "I'm going to find me 12 men."
El Señor dijo, "Voy a agarrar 12 hombres."
And I'm going to turn this world upside down.
Voy a voltear este mundo al.
And when he chose them,
y cuando los escogió,
he didn't pick an artist.
Él no.
And there's nothing wrong with an artist.
Él no llamó a artistas.
Or a super talented man.
O alguien muy talentoso.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Y no hay nada de malo con
but
eso.
He wanted to model.
Pero él quería moldearlo.
That it's okay to be a fisherman.
Está bien si eres pescador.
Like Peter.
Como Pedro.
Or a businessman.
O un negociante.
Like Matthew.
Como Mateo.
And how have your own company.
Y tener su propia compañía.
Or be a doctor like Luke.
O ser un doctor como Luke.
I need some men if I'm going to change the world, the Lord says.
Yo necesito hombres si voy a voltear el mundo al revés.
Hallelujah. And the church of the living God today needs some men.
Y la iglesia de hoy necesita
if
hombres.
If we want to turn this world upside down,
si vamos a voltear este mundo al revés,
we need Holy Ghost filled men in the church.
Necesitamos hombres llenos del Espíritu.
Holy living men in the church.
Hombres que vivan en santidad en la iglesia.
Passionate men for the lost souls.
Apasionados por ganar almas.
And passionate for the things of God.
Apasionados por las cosas de Dios.
God raised a mighty man in the apostolic church in the 21st century.
Dios levanta valientes en la iglesia del siglo XXI.
Is there any mighty man up there ready to do something for the Lord? Help us to reach our cities.
Valientes que nos ayuden a alcanzar nuestras ciudades.
Mighty men that get up early in the morning to seek the face of God in prayer.
Que se levanten en la madrugada a buscar el rostro del Señor en oración.
Men that will cry out before the Lord. Renew my passion, God.
Que lloren delante del Señor con pasión.
I'm talking about mighty men of God.
Estoy hablando de valientes de Dios.
There's too many men, Pentecostal men, passive in the pews of our church.
Hay muchos hombres que son pasivos en nuestras iglesias.
We need some mighty men today.
Necesitamos valientes hoy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know if you have seen.
No sé si has visto.
You know, in certain Bibles, in certain Christian books,
en Biblias o en ciertos libros cristianos,
paintings of the different characters of the Bible.
I mean, pinturas de los hombres de la Biblia.
I don't know if you've seen those pictures.
No sé si usted ha visto esas fotos allí.
Those paintings are from the Middle Age.
Esas pinturas son de la Edad Media.
In one of those paintings, they had David.
Y en una de esas pinturas tienen a David.
A very skinny David.
Ponen a un flaco allí.
A lady in my church brought me this Bible.
Y una hermana de la iglesia me
trajo esta Biblia. A really old Bible.
Una Biblia muy vieja.
And it's got all these pictures.
Tiene todas estas pinturas.
And there is David.
Y ahí está David.
Very skinny David.
Todo flaco.
David didn't go to five no lion with a little bitty skinny frame.
David no fue a pelear a un león todo flacuchento.
And those paintings, they always paint a pale Jesus.
Y ponen a Jesús todo pálido ahí.
A little weak disciples.
A los discípulos todos debiluchos ahí.
And the reason.
Y la razón.
And I'm not trying to be ugly this morning.
Y no quiero ponerme algo feo.
But the reason is because most of the artists.
Pero la razón es porque muchos de los artistas.
Like Leonardo da Vinci.
Como da Vinci.
He was gay himself.
Él era como medio volteadongo.
So what he painted, he portrayed it. You know what I'm saying?
Era lo que pintaba.
Well, you fill in the blank spaces there.
Usted puede llenar los espacios en blanco ahí.
I wish.
Yo quisiera.
We could have seen what they really looked like.
Que hubiéramos podido ver lo que realmente era.
I wish we could have seen David.
A mí me hubiera gustado ver a David.
That little rugged boy.
Aquel muchacho brusco.
Calling the lion. Come on, lion.
León, come on.
Come on. You want to fight? Let's fight!
Vamos a pelear.
I'm talking about mighty men.
Estoy hablando de valientes.
Can you see Samson?
Puedes fijarte en Samson.
Oh, they painted like very small.
Lo pintan como muy pequeño ahí.
I think he was really rough guy.
Yo creo que él era bien fortachón.
I know his strength didn't come from his hair or from his muscles.
Claro que su poder no venía del pelo o sus músculos.
Nevertheless, he was not just a puny little guy.
Pero no era un debilucho ahí.
He was rough.
Él era fuerte.
You guys mess with me?
Ustedes se meten conmigo?
I pick up the gates of the city and I take him up to the mountain.
Las puertas de la ciudad y las llevo a la montaña.
Come on, we need some apostolic men with that kind of attitude for the things of God.
Apostólicos con esa actitud por las cosas de Dios.
cities.
Vamos a tomar nuestras ciudades.
Come on, let's get the souls in our city.
Vamos a agarrar las almas de nuestra ciudad.
Hallelujah. Even the apostles were men. Real men.
Hasta los apóstoles eran verdaderos varones.
You know, the Bible talks about Paul.
La Biblia habla de Pablo.
He got into a discussion with Barnabas.
Se puso a discutir con Barnabas.
And they got into it.
Y se pusieron bravos.
And this is what Apostle Paul says in Acts 15 and 39.
Y lo que dice la palabra de Dios en Hechos 15.
And the contention was so sharp. In another translation says, I withstood him to his face.
Y la discusión se puso tan fuerte que le dijo en su
cara. And he was not a small contention.
Y no era una discusión pobre.
That's the powerful Apostle Paul.
Ese es el poderoso Apóstol San Pablo.
I mean, he stood up to Barnabas' face.
Él se paró frente a Bernabé.
They were not just a little weak.
Ellos no estaban ahí.
Man.
Todos debiluchos ahí.
I'm talking about mighty men of God.
Valientes de Dios.
Later on, Paul had another confrontation with Peter.
Después él se confrontó con Pedro.
And he withstood him
to his face. Por su, en su cara.
Can you see Paul and Peter in the middle of the church arguing?
¿Se puede mirar a Pedro y a Pablo discutiendo en frente de la iglesia?
You better get out of my face.
Le dijo, te quitas de mi cara mejor.
In the middle of the church.
En medio de la iglesia.
I'm talking about real men.
Estoy hablando de verdaderos hombres.
I mean, I hope we start acting like real men here.
Quiero que empecemos a actuar como verdaderos hombres de Dios.
When they say clap your hands, I'm to the Lord. Don't give me this.
Cuando le diga aplaude, no haya.
Come on, clap your hands like a man.
Aplauda como varón.
Let's praise God like a real mighty man.
Como verdaderos varones.
Hallelujah. If you're gonna jump, jump like a man. If you're gonna dance, dance like a man. If you're gonna scream amen, scream like man. This is a men's conference. I say this is the first men's conference in the Western District. Let's make it historical. Let's go fire from heaven. Devil, don't mess with us here in Modesto.
Diablo, no nos molestes aquí.
Because if you mess with us,
porque si nos molestes,
look this 500 men here this morning.
Estos 500 hombres aquí.
You mess with us, we call fire from heaven.
Vamos a llamar fuego del cielo.
You think that Paul and Peter were perfect guys?
¿Usted creería que Pablo y Pedro eran perfectos?
Brother Williams,
Williams
preached to us so eloquently last night.
Él predicó eloquentemente
about the genealogy
de la genealogía
of the Lord.
Del Señor.
And he said to us,
y él nos dijo,
you're going to find some rugged people in there.
Usted va a encontrar hombres bruscos ahí.
You're going to find all kinds of people in that genealogy.
Va a encontrar hombres en esa genealogía.
Hey, this is Paul and Peter. Sometimes we think, wow, they were never fought.
Usted hubiera creído que Pedro y Pablo hicieran cosas que,
you know, no, I hear so many comments today.
Pero oigo comentarios hoy en día.
Men are afraid to commit.
Que los hombres tienen miedo de comprometer.
They don't know what is commitment today.
No saben lo que es compromiso.
Come on, let's change that in the
Vamos
name of Jesus.
En la iglesia.
I heard things like men are not a structure guys. They're not attracted to a structure.
Amén. Que los hombres no están atraídos a la estructura.
Well, why are they joining the military today?
Entonces, ¿por qué se meten al army?
It means a structure.
Necesitan estructura.
It means commitment.
Eso es comprometerse.
Well, men are not they don't express well themselves.
Que no se expresan muy bien los hombres.
They don't like to show passion and emotion.
Que no,
in the church.
Mostrar pasión en la iglesia.
I'll tell you why. You go to any ball game.
Vaya a los juegos de pelota.
And you're going to see completely the different ideas.
Usted va a mirar completamente esas ideas.
Why not in the church of the living God?
¿Por qué no en la iglesia del Señor?
Why not in the apostolic Jesus name, Pentecostal
no en la iglesia
church?
Pentecostal del nombre de Jesús?
Why not the Holy Ghost filled men of God?
¿Por qué no los hombres llenos
Jesus
de
name baptized?
Hombres bautizados en el
Why not here?
¿Por qué
How you gotta show? Hey, I'm a real man.
De que soy un verdadero hombre de Dios.
share some passion.
Debe agarrar pasión.
This is a men's conference.
Esta es su conferencia de varones.
Turn around and tell this is men's conference. Tell your neighbor. I don't see any woman around.
No veo mujeres por aquí.
This is men's conference.
Esta es conferencia de varones.
Hallelujah. Listen to these words for just a moment.
Mire lo que dicen estas palabras por un momento.
I'm about to finish, Brother Black.
Ya voy a terminar, hermano Black.
Listen to these words.
Mira lo que dice.
Power.
Poder.
Efficiency.
Eficiencia.
Achievement.
Llegar a alcanzar grandes cosas.
Success.
Éxito.
Skill.
Amén. Talento.
Goal oriented.
Amén. Que van a las metas.
Competition.
Competición.
You know what those words are?
¿Sabe qué son esas palabras?
Men like those words.
Amen. A los hombres nos gustan esas palabras.
Brother Johnson and I, we go play basketball, we go at it.
Amen. Vamos a jugar basquetbol y nos metemos en eso.
He put a black eye, I put in a black eye, or something.
Un ojo negro, yo también le meto.
We push, we pull, we do all kinds of stuff.
Jalamos.
We like competition.
Nos gusta la competición.
Let's be honest here.
Seamos honestos, ¿sí o no?
In a good way.
En buena forma.
You go play golf, you compete.
Usted va a jugar golf.
You cheat because you want to win.
A veces hasta hace trampita ahí por ganar. Troyo.
I know.
Yo sé.
Because we like to compete.
Porque nos gusta competir.
I want to tell the devil, devil, you're not a match.
Yo le voy a decir al diablo,
to an apostolic man.
No eres coteja para un hombre de Dios.
We are a mighty man.
Somos valientes del Señor.
Listen to these words.
Escucha estas palabras.
Feelings.
Sentimientos.
Sharing.
Compartimiento.
Love.
Amor.
Communication.
Comunicación.
Support.
A soportarnos.
Help.
Amén. Ayuda.
You know who likes those words?
¿Sabe a quién le gustan esas palabras?
But this is what's scary.
Pero esto es lo que da temor hoy en día.
Those feminine qualities.
Esas cualidades.
Those femenina. Are feminine qualities. But when those two lists.
Pero cuando dos cosas de.
When those two lists were given to men.
Pero cuando eso se le da al hombre.
To associate them with the church.
Para asociarlos con la iglesia.
They chose the feminine list.
Ellos escogen la lista femenina.
The church is a place of feeling.
La iglesia es de un lugar
sharing,
de sentimientos, compartimientos,
love,
amor,
communication,
comunicación,
support,
soporte,
help,
amén, ayuda.
And that's fine.
Y está bien.
In the church we find those things.
Encontramos eso en la iglesia.
But it's not a place for power.
Pero no es lugar para poder.
Oh, I believe the church is a place for power.
La iglesia es un lugar para poder.
Efficiency.
Eficiencia.
Achievement.
Alcanzar.
Success.
Alcanzar.
I want to be challenged.
Yo quiero ser retado.
I want to be the best that I can be.
Yo
for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lo mejor.
I challenge you this morning.
Y te reto en esta mañana.
I remember.
Yo me acuerdo.
I was in the Philippines.
Estaba en las Filipinas.
And a friend of mine, actually it's my brother-in-law.
Y mi cuñado.
We traveled together.
No, viajamos juntos.
So we got there.
So llegamos allá.
And really, a small town in the Philippines.
Fuimos a un pueblo pequeño de las Filipinas.
And the service was conducted in Tagalog.
Y el servicio fue llevado a cabo en el idioma Tagalog.
Very, very similar to the Spanish language.
Muy similar al español.
You know, you can pick up words and kind of understand somewhat.
Como que agarra uno palabras y entiende un poco.
So anyway, we in the service.
Estamos en el servicio.
And the brother that was leading the service, yeah, the MC.
El hermano que estaba dirigiendo el culto.
He said something like, they sounded to us.
Él dijo algo que sonó para
like
nosotros.
Like hold hands.
Como que agárrense las manos.
So my brother-in-law looked at me.
Y mi cuñado me miró.
He said hold hands.
Y él dijo que nos agarremos las manos.
I looked at him.
Yo lo miré.
But I believed him.
Y yo lo creí.
So I grab his hand and we start praying.
Tomamos la mano.
In the middle, I open my eyes. I see nobody's holding hands.
Abrí los ojos, nadie estaba agarrado de la mano.
I said, get away from me before I.
Hola.
Men don't like that stuff.
A los hombres no nos gusta.
I feel very uncomfortable when they say, "I want the men hold hands and pray together." Man, I kind of feel a little.
Siento incómodo cuando dicen agárrese las manos.
They say, "Well, you know, put your hand in the shoulder, maybe." But my Lord, hold hands. We don't like that stuff.
No nos gusta eso, hermano.
We like the challenge.
Nos gusta el reto.
We like when they say, "Let's pray together," and you lift the holy hands and you start worshiping the Lord.
Juntos y empecemos a alabar a Dios.
So you better be careful, especially those that live in the Bay Area like me.
So mucho cuidado, especialmente los que vivimos en el área de la Bahía.
We don't like to hold hands.
No nos gusta agarrarnos de las manos.
You know, I read something the other day.
Leí una cosa el otro día
that really caught my attention.
Me llamó la atención.
This particular writer says
este escritor decía
that the reason why there is an absence of men in the church,
la razón por la cual hay ausencia
he
de
says
hombres,
he goes back to the Middle Ages.
En la iglesia va allá a la Edad Media.
Listen to this. This is what he says.
Esto es lo que él dijo.
It's when something called the bridal mysticism,
que cuando llegó este misticismo,
which is a correct biblical theology, by the way,
que es una teología bíblica correcta.
Yes, biblical bridal mysticism has to do with the church is the bride of Christ.
De que la iglesia es la novia del Señor.
And we believe that we are the bride of Christ.
Nosotros creemos que la iglesia es la novia del Señor.
And when that revelation began to be released,
y cuando esa revelación empezó a entregarse,
that the church is the bride of Christ,
de que la iglesia es la novia del Cordero,
therefore the feminine qualities were emphasized.
So, empezaron a enfatizarse las cualidades.
We are the bride of Christ. We are the bride of Christ.
Somos la novia del Señor.
So there is one thing.
Hay una cosa, es la primera.
So suddenly the men are not attracted to the church.
So eso hizo que los hombres no fueran atraídos.
Then when Catholicism was established,
cuando el catolicismo fue establecido,
all of a sudden they had the worship of a woman deity named Mary.
Empezaron a alabar la deidad de María.
They began to worship Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Empezaron a alabar a la madre de.
So now you have the bride being emphasized.
So primero que somos la novia.
Now you have a church that begins to worship a woman deity.
Y ahora una iglesia que empieza a alabar a una mujer.
Then you have priest. Then you have priests.
Y después tienes a unos sacerdotes
that were not attracted to women,
que no eran atraídos hacia la mujer,
who are seen as genderless,
que era como que no tenían sexo.
Guys are looking at them like.
Y los hombres lo miran esos.
I cannot even relate to that.
Yo no me puedo mirar ahí con esa gente.
I cannot even get that holy that I don't notice the beauty of a woman.
Amen. No puedo mirar un santo que no mire la
belleza. That's just how it is.
Y así es eso.
God made us that way.
Dios nos hizo así.
When you see somebody that's beautiful, well, thank the Lord. I hope it's a woman.
Amen. Cuando usted mire algo hermoso, ojalá que sea una mujer.
You better be concerned. If you start seeing men, it's beautiful.
Preocúpese si mira un hombre que se mira hermoso.
Now, that's not a license to sin, but it's just a fact.
Eso no es licencia para pecar, pero es algo que es así.
So you got a priest that are genderless.
Usted mira un hombre que no tiene ninguna masculinidad.
You got worshiping of a female deity.
Alabar a una deidad femenina.
You got the bridal concept going on, and men begin to disengage from the church.
Y el concepto de la novia empieza el hombre a salirse de la iglesia.
And risk and power. Yes. Adventure, go out the door of the church.
Su poder a buscar otra aventura.
And the church became traditional and boring.
Amen. Y la iglesia se convierte en tradicional y aburrida.
There was no conquering.
No había algo de conquista.
There was no challenging.
No había reto.
There was no power.
No había poder.
There was no anointing.
No había unción.
There was no fire.
No había fuego.
And men cannot handle that for too long, and they needed something.
Y a los hombres no les gusta eso, ellos necesitan.
That's why this morning you ought to be thankful for the apostolic Jesus name, Holy Ghost filled church.
Por eso dele gracias a Dios por la iglesia del nombre de Jesús.
They are not to be a an apostolic Pentecostal boring church.
No debe haber una iglesia apostólica aburrida.
Every Pentecostal apostolic church ought to be burning with the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Cada varón apostólico debe estar ardiendo.
Every song that we sing.
Cada canto que cantamos.
Every message that we preach.
Cada mensaje que predicamos.
Every prayer that we pray.
Cada oración que oramos.
Every challenge that we take.
Cada reto que lanzamos.
It ought to be full of power.
Debe ser lleno de
and
poder.
Anointing.
Dios
and fire.
Y gloria y fuego.
Hallelujah.
Denle la gloria a Dios. La única religión
where men
donde los hombres
outnumber women,
amen, son más que la mujer,
are in religions like the Islamic religion.
Es en la religión islámica.
I don't know if you notice in bookstores.
Si usted no sé si ha mirado en las tiendas de libros.
And this is so interesting, you know.
Y es interesante mirar esto.
You know, they have a picture that kind of portrays how it's going to be in heaven.
Pone una foto de cómo va a ser en el cielo.
And they have a little very chubby angel, little angel.
Y tienen un angelito ahí todo gordito.
Two, three little chubby angels with their little harps.
Tres angelitos gorditos con pequeñas.
Have you seen those pictures?
¿Ha visto las fotos?
Men get scared of that.
Los hombres miran eso y dicen, man, eso hasta temor.
This is, I'm going to go to heaven and just sit around those little chubby little angels with little harps. Now, me and you, we know what we expect.
Nosotros sabemos lo que esperamos.
But worldly men don't know.
Pero la gente del mundo no sabe eso.
Listen, man, we're going to be around those little chubby angels playing harps all eternity?
Voy a estar con todos esos gorditos tocando el arpa.
I believe that's not the way it's going to be.
Yo no creo que eso va a ser así.
I believe it's going to be some kind of worship.
Yo creo que va a haber una alabanza tremenda.
I believe the angelical choir is going to sing.
Yo creo que ese coro celestial
like you have never seen anything like
usted
before.
Nunca ha visto antes en su vida.
And the men are going to be hallelujah. You're not going to be sitting on a cloud with chubby little angels playing harps. Real men are going to be in heaven. And they're going to praise the Lord day and night and worship Him forever and ever. So, it's 11:07. I got about 13 minutes and I'm done.
Tengo 13 minutos y termino.
But you know, that turns men off when they see those kind of things.
Pero cuando los hombres ven esos gorditos,
they get scared to go to heaven.
Se asustan.
We know what it is, but they don't.
Sabemos lo que va a ser, pero
now,
no sabe.
Look at this. Islamic religion is the fastest growing religion in the world. Believe it or not.
Son la religión.
Whether you want to believe it or not, it's a fact.
Quiera o no quiera, es algo cierto.
See, now that religion says,
nuestra religión dice,
that Islamic religion says,
los islámicos dicen,
if you die for the cause,
si usted muere por la causa,
you go to heaven,
usted va al cielo,
and you get 72 virgins.
Si usted le van a dar 72,
that's why they blow themselves up.
Por eso es que se vuelan en pedazos.
And we Pentecostal apostolics go to heaven to sit around little shabby angels playing harps.
Nosotros cristianos creemos que vamos a ver esos gorditos tocando arpa.
I don't know if that's too carnal, but I just felt like saying that.
No sé si eso es muy carnal, pero siento
decir. Hey, when the Lord Jesus preached it,
pero cuando el Señor lo predicó,
He preached about the gospel of the kingdom.
Él habló del reino.
I say the gospel of the kingdom.
Él habló de ese reino.
Kingdom means conquering.
El reino significa conquista.
He made statements like the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violence take about first.
Él dijo el reino de los cielos sufre violencia y los violentos lo arrebatan.
There's any violent men for the kingdom of God.
Necesitamos hombres violentos para el reino de Dios.
They will take souls, if not souls, out of the mouth of hell.
Arrancando almas de la garra del infierno.
I'm talking about real men. We need to redefine the word faith.
Necesitamos decir otra vez lo que significa.
And I'm going to say faith means God.
guts. You got to have some guts.
Y fe significa ser alguien valiente.
25 years ago,
25 años atrás,
I got to the place where I'm pastoring now.
Llegué al lugar donde estoy pastoreando.
And I had to have some guts.
Tenía que tener
to start that church that I'm pastoring right now.
Para empezar esa iglesia donde estoy ahorita.
Because there were services and nobody showed up.
Porque había servicios cuando nadie llegaba.
But you gotta be a mighty man.
Pero tiene que ser
you gotta be a strong man.
Tiene que ser fuerte.
You gotta believe that with Jesus all things are possible.
Creer que con Jesús.
You gotta be a strong.
Fuerte.
Whatever comes or whatever goes, I know who I have believed in. I know what I believe. And Paul says nothing. Paul says nothing can separate me from the love of God. You can throw at me whatever you want to throw at me, but I'm going to stand strong. Man, this morning I want to challenge you. Stand strong in the apostolic doctrine. Be the leader of your house. Be the father of your children. Be the faithful husband of your wife. Live a pure and holy life.
Viva una vida pura y santa.
God is a man.
Dios es un hombre.
That's what it is to be a man.
Eso es ser un verdadero hombre.
Holiness is to be a man.
Santidad es ser verdadero hombre.
Can you say praise the Lord?
Alguien dice gloria a Dios.
Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. 4 minutes. Scream at me, 4 minutes.
4 minutos.
You know, sometimes because the fatherless
a veces por no
plague in America,
esa plaga de no tener papá en la casa,
we try to reach families through the children.
Tratamos de alcanzar las familias.
That's not how Jesus did it.
Pero no fue como Jesús lo hizo.
The Lord reached the families by reaching the men.
Jesús alcanzó las familias alcanzando al papá de la casa.
He knew if he can reach the men, he will reach the whole family.
Que si podía alcanzar al papá, alcanzaba la familia.
The first church used the same strategic.
La primera iglesia usó la misma
estrategia. In the day of Pentecost, 3,000 men.
En el día de Pentecostés, 3,000 hombres.
Were added to the church.
Fueron añadidos a la iglesia.
Remember the Philippian jailer?
¿Se acuerda de el carcelero de Filipo?
When he came to the Lord, he repented of his sins.
Cuando él se arrepintió y vino al Señor.
He was baptized in Jesus' name.
Él fue bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
The whole family.
Toda la familia.
Follow him.
Lo siguió a él.
You get men filled with the Holy Ghost, and it's a matter of time for the whole family to be saved in the name of Jesus. And that's why the devil is after our men. But we are in this first men's conference. We are here to wake up the apostolic mighty men. God, give us a church that wakes up the challenge, the apostolic men.
Dios, danos una iglesia que rete a los hombres valientes del Señor.
Just remain standing as you are.
Quédese de pie como está.
But in a house,
pero en una casa,
where women alone serve the Lord,
donde la mujer está sirviendo a Dios,
17% of the time,
17% de las veces,
the children follow the Lord.
Los niños sirven al Señor.
In a home,
pero en una casa,
where the men serve the Lord,
donde el hombre sirve a Dios,
93% of the time,
93%
the wives and the children will follow.
La esposa y los hijos van a seguir al Señor.
I believe it's time to take leadership.
Yo creo que
in the home.
De tomar liderazgo en la casa.
That's all I need to say.
Eso es lo que tengo que decir nomás.
We have to wake up the mighty men of God.
Necesitamos despertar.
I heard the Lord this morning as we prayed together in the hotel.
Esta mañana cuando oremos en el hotel oímos del Señor.
Brother Rojas and I, we spent some time praying. crying.
Oramos esta mañana juntos.
And I felt that the Holy Ghost spoke to my spirit.
Y sentí que el Espíritu habló a mi espíritu.
And he said to me in the insides.
Y me dijo acá dentro.
Wake up the apostolic mind.
Despierta a los valientes apostólicos.
Hey, that David wasn't ashamed to praise the Lord.
David no se avergonzaba de alabar al Señor.
David wasn't ashamed to glorify God.
David no se avergonzaba de glorificar al Señor.
Sometimes we think that we are men. No, we're not emotional to praise God.
A veces creemos que ser hombre es tener pena de
algo. I don't care how big are your muscles.
No me importa qué tan grandes sean sus músculos.
You have never killed a lion.
Usted nunca ha matado a un león.
I doubt if you kill a bear.
Amen. No creo que ni un oso.
And I even doubt if you kill a giant 10 feet tall.
Y menos un gigante de 10 pies.
David did.
Pero David lo hizo.
And when the time to praise the Lord came,
y cuando llegaba el momento de alabar a Dios,
he was not ashamed.
Él no tenía vergüenza.
He told the ladies, excuse me, but I'm going to take control of this worship service.
Le dijo a las damas, háganse un lado, pero yo voy a tomar control de la alabanza.
Sometimes we expect the ladies to do all the dancing.
A veces esperamos que las damas sean las
we expect the ladies to do all the praising.
Queremos que ellas son las que
I'd like to wake up some mighty men of God today. That when you go back home, it's going to be different.
Que cuando llegue a casa va a ser diferente.
You're going to say, I'm going to take the role of leader of worship.
Voy a tomar el lugar del líder de alabanza.
And you're going to grab the hands of your son and your daughters.
Y va a agarrar a sus hijos y
instead of being your wife doing that. Instead of being your wife telling the children, get up for Sunday school. You need to take the role of leadership in the church and the house.
Tomar el lugar del líder
and say, children, let's go to the house of God.
Vamos a la casa de Dios.
I challenge the apostolic mighty man of
yo
God.
Los hombres de Dios en la mañana.
I'll finish with this. You guys ready to worship Sunday?
Listo para alabar. Vamos a terminar.
And then we turn the service over to the next preacher.
Y vamos a ir al próximo predicador.
Boy, I read this scripture. In fact, with Brother Rojas, we read together this morning.
Leímos esta escritura esta mañana.
In our prayer time.
En nuestra oración esta mañana.
1 Samuel.
Primera de Samuel.
10:26.
En el capítulo 10, verso 20.
I read, yes. 10:26.
Okay.
I almost cried. I mean, not almost. I really did.
Y estaba llorando yo cuando.
I read this scripture. Look what he says.
Mire lo que dice.
And Saul also went home to Gibeah.
Amén. Primera Samuel 10:26. Y envió Samuel a todo el pueblo.
This is right after he's been anointed as the first king of Israel.
Después de ser ungido como el primer rey de Israel.
And I love this phrase.
Y mire lo que dice.
And he went with him a band of men whose heart God has touched.
Y fueron con él los hombres de guerra cuyos corazones Dios había tocado.
I wish this morning.
Yo quisiera que esta mañana.
And when we leave tomorrow afternoon, going back to our homes.
Cuando nos vamos mañana a nuestras casas.
And you walk into your house.
Y entre a su hogar.
And you acting different.
Y usted está actuando
and
diferente.
And you talking differently.
Y habla diferente.
And you are more loving to your children.
Y usted está más amoroso con.
And you are sweeter to your wife.
Y más dulce con tu esposa.
And you more passionate about the things of God.
Apasionado por las cosas de Dios.
And your wife ask you.
Y tu esposa te pregunte.
Honey, what did they do to you in the men's conference?
Mijo, ¿qué te hicieron en esa conferencia?
Oh, I want you to paint a smile in your face.
Yo quiero que usted ponga una sonrisa.
And I want you to let some tears drop down your cheeks.
Deje que lágrimas salgan.
And you open your mouth and tell
it. Y abra su boca y diga.
Honey,
mija,
God touched my heart.
Dios tocó mi corazón.
I'm part of the band. I'm part of this group of men of God. They had touched us during the men's conference.
Soy parte de ese grupo de varones que Dios tocó en la.
Does anybody here need a fresh touch of the power of God that will change you completely from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet?
Habrá alguien aquí que necesite un toque de Dios que lo cambie.
And you want to be a part of a band of men whose heart God
touched.
Usted quiere ser parte del grupo los cuales Dios ha tocado.
If that is you,
si ese es usted,
I want you to throw your hands up in the air.
Quiero que levante sus manos al cielo.
I want you to cry out. Jesus, touch me. Touch my heart, God. Come on, let's cry it out. Let's be a man. Talk in tongues right now. Open your mouth and talk in tongues.
Let's be an apostolic mighty men of God.
Come on, lift up your hands. I turn to wake up the mighty